Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
My name is Peter Thiel. I am in with Joe Beamer. I'm in for him, not with him. He's not here. It is News Radio 930 WBEN. I am here with you. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff today. I often am shocked at how the left looks upon us conservative people as somehow dolts with closed minds. And Abby Phillip of CNN went on the podcast, Pod Save America, and that's run by a bunch of Obama people. And she said that MAGA people are good people. They're wonderful people, but they live in information silos. Well, she has part of this right, but Abby Phillip from CNN is the one living in the information silo. If you happen to be a conservative person, you have a place right here like WBEN. You have Fox News, you have Newsmax, you have other conservative things that you can go and view and listen to. Here's what you don't have. You don't have the arrogance that the left shows to us pretty much on a daily basis. I am often shocked at how naive people can be who claim to have this great education. They look upon people who vote like we do, many of us do, as naive, ignorant, sometimes stupid. But we're not. We're smarter than they give us credit for. And yeah, there are information silos. One of the problems with the web and one of the gifts of the web is that you and I can go out today and confirm our biases, whatever they may be. And most of these biases are really nice. It's you can have a hobby, you can have an interest, and you can go online and surround yourself with people who have very similar interests, whether it be events, politics, religion, a pastime that you enjoy. Maybe you're a pickleball player. I've not picked up the pickleball. I don't know. I'm not 90. But I'm told that you don't need to be 90 anymore to play the pickleball. It's one of the few trends, by the way, that started off with seniors that now 20-year-olds are playing. I mean, it's just nuts. So it's Peter Thiel on WBEN filling in for our good friend Joe Beamer. You can give me a call at any point, 716-803-0930. on this election day. The problem that the mainstream media doesn't quite understand, they don't quite get about us, is that conservatives are much more likely to listen to those who have differing points of view. I find that to be more often than not. Mainly because you cannot watch anything on network TV, for the most part, that gives you a conservative viewpoint. You watch an award show, you do a number of different things, you'll hear every left-wing talking point in the entire world. And Abby Phillip of CNN is often showed up by the token conservative in Scott Jennings. He gets on there as a panel of lefties, and he just slices and dices right through them. And the left sometimes spends way too much smelling their own exhaust. If you're not in New York City or D.C. or Boston or L.A. or San Francisco, you're just not considered as important as those people are. If you didn't go to the right college, maybe you didn't go to college at all, your opinion doesn't quite matter as much as theirs. And that happens a lot in our society. It just does. We have to change that as a society. And today you can do it. We can make a small step, and that's by going to the polls and voting. Go out and vote. Get it done. These municipal and local elections sometimes are the ones that fewer people go out and vote for. But they're no less important. In fact, in many ways, more important. If you're conservative like me, sometimes you have it in your head, well, we've got Donald Trump. He'll take care of it. Unfortunately, that is not enough. He's one man. We need senators, congresspeople, city council people, county supervisors. We need mayors. We need people that are going out and representing the values that actually unites more of us than anyone else. People are upset. Good reason. High property taxes, high income tax, sales tax. They're getting us everywhere. And because of that, we as a society are not being represented. And sometimes these local elections are even more important than the federals. They really are. There's a quote I'm going to pull up, and it's from a guy named George Orwell. And George Orwell wrote a couple of amazing books. And if you've not read them, may I suggest that you do. Animal Farm and 1984. And this quote comes from 1984. This book was written, about 100 years ago? Here's the quote. And I want you to think through this just for a second. I'm Peter Thiel, I'm in for Joe Beamer. This is News Radio 930 WBEN. Football, beer, and above all, gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. Imagine this quote. Football, beer, and above all, gambling filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not that difficult. Now, you may not be watching a lot of football, or you may not be drinking beer or gambling, but the internet gives us this idea that Abby Phillip completely is oblivious to. She brings up news silos. Well, how about if we say confirmation bias silos? I try to do something, and I think most of us do, if you're intellectually curious. I try to expose myself to brand new things all the time. New ideas. new music, try something new to eat. I walked in to an Ethiopian restaurant while I was on vacation. Awesome. Never been to an Ethiopian restaurant. I saw Ethiopian food. I walked in. I sat down. I enjoyed. We're only given so many days. Every second that ticks by is a second less in our existence. What are you doing with it? Well, Abby Phillip thinks that you, if you think like me, if you're a conservative, somehow you're a moron, that you don't see the full picture. I'm just going to tell her she's completely wrong. We see the full picture. We see the full picture. And as she's talking about information silos, how many of us know our neighbors? I moved into a new house about a year ago. And I'm a reasonably outgoing person. I'm a guy that will chat with anybody. I'll chat up anybody. I don't care where I am. I am a guy that just talks. I enjoy listening to people, learning ideas, being around folks that are different than me. So, new neighborhood, new neighbors. A couple of neighbors were in their front yard working on a couple of things in the yard, and I just stopped. I walked my dog. I introduced myself. Hi, I'm Peter, your new neighbor. They told me they saw me walking my dog. And I said, well, what's your names? And they wouldn't give them to me. Now, it's New York. Are they in the witness protection program? I don't know. They very well could be. But this quote, football, beer, and above all gambling filled the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. It could be gaming, a chat room in Reddit. And other things filled up the horizon of their minds. To keep them in control was not that difficult. It could be the Netflix. The left thinks that we're easy to control. And if you don't believe what they believe, you're automatically ignorant, or you're slow, not from the same schools. Working in radio, I've had the opportunity to be around a lot of people, a lot of different types of things in my life. And I got invited. I was in Manhattan, and a buddy of mine invited me to the Harvard Club. I'm the least Harvard Club type guy you could ever meet. I do own a suit, so I had the suit with me. I knew it was coming. And so I go into the Harvard Club, and I got to listen to the conversations. The people that go to the most elite schools with the most prestigious jobs, with the pedigree to go behind, coming from the right family, probably generational wealth behind them. And the conversations were as inane and stupid as junior high. Been to a diner, sat and talked to the people in the diner. There were a lot of trucks at this one. A lot of semis. And I'm just talking about life with the truckers at the counter at the diner. Much more interesting conversation. And these people were much better read than ever given credit to. I didn't ask them about their education. I didn't ask them about those things. We just talked about life. And we all of a sudden, books came up that we were discussing. Really important. So today we're going out to vote. And Your vote means more today than any day ever because it's an off-year election. Not as many people go out to the polls. You go out and vote, guess what? You have a higher impact than you do on a presidential election day or in the midterms that are coming up next year. Much bigger impact today. So go out and vote. And realize this. The mainstream media thinks if you voted for Donald John Trump, you're somehow some sort of a rube. This is naive and stupid. You're not. You're absolutely not. My name is Peter Thiel. I'm in for Joe Beamer. And if you want to have a little chat with me, feel free to call right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. 716-803-0930. Lots of great election coverage tonight. Make sure you are here all evening long, and WBEN has the complete crew here to help you be informed, the best coverage and the best analysis with the coverage that you can get in the area and in Buffalo, quite frankly, probably New York State. You're going to get the best coverage, the best analysis, the best information as quickly as it's turned around. And that's the commitment right here at News Radio 930 WBEN. My days sometimes are filled, and I don't know about you. It's essentially at work, going from one fire to another, putting them out, going on and finding a new one, and getting things done. I think that's most of us, no matter what you do in life. You are somebody that will be going step by step, and you work hard all day. And your commitments to your family, to your neighbors, to the people in your life are vast and varied. Take 20 minutes to go vote today. There won't be a line. Go vote. Go get it done. I'm in favor of that. I like that a whole lot. You know what I always do? I always put the sticker on. I always hunt that down. And I don't put the sticker on when I vote to be virtue signaling. You know, like people who have on the back of their car, I have a rescue dog, or I give to whatever charity. That's a look at me and virtue signaling. This is a promotion. When you wear that I voted today, you're saying, hey, I care about the community, and don't forget to vote yourself. Get out and vote. Get it done. And we deserve it in the biggest way possible. Voting is essentially one of the greatest things that we get to do as Americans. And here's the deal. We get a wide variety of choices. It's not like Cuba or North Korea or Venezuela, where essentially you get a choice. You got one. Who's running against Vladimir Putin? Nobody. And by the way, they call those countries, call themselves democracies. Speaking of democracies, I was at the park over the summer. It was a Saturday. There was an event going on, and there were some guys holding up signs saying, and it was all men holding up the signs, saying, save our democracy. So I stopped and I said, is our democracy disappearing? And they go, yeah, Donald Trump. I said, well, democracy is what gave us Donald Trump. Most people voted for him. The states voted for him. That's democracy. And it seemed like these activists, and sometimes some of these activists, activists in many ways are the lowest amount of, or lowest bridge of people, group of people in our societies. Because activists don't do anything. They protest, they hold up signs, they may write a letter to the congressman, but they're not out there helping. They're not digging in. They're just holding up on a sign in a corner, says, look at me. Look at me. I am an activist. So do yourself a favor, go vote. Go lead today. Because we are in a place where we can really change our community and where our nation can change. And today, conservative voters don't hit the polls. Don't hit them at all. And it's your opportunity. Your opportunity to go through there. And Abby Phillip may think that we're dolts because we don't vote the way that she would like us to. I'm going to tell you something. Let me give you a little hint. Your vote is a precious commodity. And telling folks that their vote shouldn't count because they're in an information silo is just nuts. Coming up, more with me, Peter Thiel. I'm in for Joe Bender right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey And it's Peter Thiel. I'm in for the man himself, Joe Beamer, who'll be on election coverage tonight starting at 7 o'clock right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And today, obviously, we have local elections, and that's great. The election in New York, though, that's getting all the attention is what's going on in New York City. And I just don't see it. I think that Zohran Mamdani is going to be the next mayor of New York. Andrew Cuomo, obviously very flawed. It's somebody put, 15,000 people in nursing homes who died. Not that good. Mr. I'm handsy with women, and it's not because I went over my boundaries. It's because I'm Italian. I know a lot of Italians. I'm not Italian. I'm not. I will say this. Italians, as we know, they make lots of hand gestures, can be a little more huggy sometimes in other cultures. But, he was being a pervy. So Andrew Cuomo, very flawed candidate. And then the Republican candidate, even more flawed than that, Curtis Sliwa. And a lot of people say, well, Curtis Sliwa, you know, the guardian angels. Well, he has a very, very checkered past, including he's on marriage number 4. And when he was in marriage number 3, 2 young children were born, not to wife number 3. So he's, shall we say, very, very colorful. And he's not running for the city of New York. He's running for Curtis Sliwa. So President Trump went out and he said, you know, Curtis, I need you to leave the race. And I don't know what was offered to Sliwa, but from everything I understand is that Curtis Sliwa was being courted to do different things, drop out of the race, you'll get a job here, get a job there. And he refused to do it. Now you sit there and say, well, he's doing it out of principle. No, 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 no. Zero principle. And you can say, well, how do I know? How does Peter Thiel, filling in for Joe Beamer, know this? Well, it's because I worked with him. I worked in New York City for 7 years. He was on the same team as I was. And Curtis has one interest and one interest only. We all have a little bit of this in us, but his interest is Curtis. Pretty narcissistic guy. He started the Guardian Angels. I'm sure there supposedly is a chapter in Buffalo. If you have ever seen a Guardian Angel in Buffalo, I want to know. 716-803-0930. Peter Thiel in for Joe Beamer right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I lived in New York City. Unless I was in the same room with Curtis or an event that the Guardian Angels were doing, I never saw a Guardian Angel. No, I didn't live exactly in New York City. I lived in Hackensack, but I was in the city, obviously, nearly every day of the week. Never saw one, ever. I rode the subways a lot. I never saw a Guardian Angel. I was on the subways, you know, first thing in the morning to late at night for work things, for social stuff, going to a Yankees game. I never saw one. And if you want to talk about a place that's perfect for a guardian angel, it's the subway anywhere around Yankee Stadium. The Bronx is not a pretty place to be. It's not a happening place to be at all. So after months of trying to get Sliwa to drop out, there's no path for victory, but there would not be a track for victory. It's only a track to be a spoiler. Sliwa said over the weekend, last couple of days, he said that he's going to hold Zoran Mamdani accountable. He alone, apparently. And then coming out to also hold Mamdani accountable is Linda Sarsour. If you don't know who she is, she was one of the coordinators of the Women's March, who has more quotes than you can shake a stick at that are anti-Semitic. So that's what's going on. Dandy Andy Cuomo. It's a candidate so flawed. Now, is he a capable politician? Yeah, he's capable, but his time has come and gone. Talk about a guy who should have just wrapped it up and gone off into the sunset after he resigned as governor of the great state of New York. He should have just gone to Florida, moved to Sarasota or someplace like that, lived off his pension, and be gone forever. But no, that's not how this worked. Not at all. You can call us right here, Peter Thiel in for Joe Beamer, on News Radio 930 WBEN at 716-803-0930. So what happens after Mamdani takes over, I guess in January, becomes the official mayor of New York City, which, by the way, is essentially one of the few cities in the United States that offers, you have to actually pay income tax to the city of New York. Those tolls that you pay in, going across the bridges and the tunnels, it's an insane amount of money. You should never see a pothole in New York City, but anyone who's driven, last time you were in New York City, I bet you saw a pothole. Not tough to see. But with all that money coming through, easily should pay, have every pothole filled. In fact, those tunnels and bridges should be in gold. So what happens after Mamdani goes in and takes over? Well, there's going to be some opportunities. Great opportunities for the city of Buffalo and our area in New York. Because, you're going to love this, there's going to be an opportunity to recruit business. Hey, Jim, you are on News Radio at 930 WBEN with Peter Thiel.
Yeah, as crazy as this might sound to a lot of people, I want this Ron Dummy, or however you say his name, to win, and I'll tell you why. Trump, right now, for all practical purposes, is the mayor of Washington, D.C. That's a fact. He sent the National Guard in there, and now people are not afraid to go out at 10 o'clock at night or 2 o'clock in the morning and go for a walk, go to their favorite restaurant, because he put the National Guard in there, and all the rats scurried, and they went to hide. And Trump is not afraid of anyone or anything. He's calling out the international drug cartels to go to war. Think about that. We have a president, for the first time in the history of the United States of America, that is challenging the drug cartels to go to war.
It's great. It's absolutely the best thing in the world.
Yep, it is. It is. What is it, 100,000 people a year are dying from fentanyl? Does that sound right to you, overdoses?
I think your number, Jim, is exactly correct. I think it's about 100,000 people. Anyone who spends time around homeless, if you've been to a homeless encampment or a homeless shelter, you'll end up seeing a lot of people that are high as hell, and many a times it's on fentanyl or meth or trank or one of those drugs that just kill Americans. And yeah, it's Trump is taking it on. He's addressing it.
Yep, and I'll tell you something. I'm not making this up. The word Sicario, I saw both Sicario 1 and Sicario 2. I saw both those movies. Originally, did you know that a Sicario, originally the definition of a Sicario was the Jewish zealots that were living hiding out in the desert in Palestine and were launching suicide guerrilla attacks against the Roman legions. In the 21st century, a Sicario is a hitman for the Mexican mafia. Until Trump came along, everybody was pretty much terrified of these Sicario types, these hitmen and that for the Mexican mafia. Trump's telling them, send your Sicarios. Let's see who wins that fight.
No,
do you
you're
realize
correct.
How brave this guy is?
No, I know. He's amazing.
Doing something nobody else has the, well, I don't want to, I'm going to use a polite
cojones.
Word.
Cojones. Let's say Spanish. Cojones.
Yeah, cojones, yeah. To actually tell these guys, send the biggest, toughest, baddest, most dangerous guys you got out to fight, and I'll send my boys and see who wins that fight. We'll send SEAL Team 6, the 82nd Airborne Division, the Rangers, the Green Berets, and any other special operations groups, the 10th Mountain Division, anybody and anything, and we will win that fight. Nobody is going to beat us on the battlefield. I'll tell you that right now. We will not be defeated on the battlefield. And Trump knows that. They can't beat us in an actual slug it out. We'll slug it out with them, and that fight isn't going to last all that long. I'll tell you that right now. And we're going to win this fight. We don't have to cower in the dark and be afraid of the drug cartels or any other evil satanic organization. And I'm going to tell you something. Those narcotics that are killing people, that is something that it's not an exaggeration to say that that stuff comes from the bowels of hell.
No, you're totally right. You're totally right. Jim, thank you very much for the call. And yeah, it's a good hit. And speaking of the Mexicans, the mayor of the town of Michoacán, which is one of the states in Mexico, had spoken out and had criticized the new president of Mexico and criticized, and Michoacán, by the way, I have been all through Mexico. My ex-wife is Mexican, so, and originally from Mexico City, so I've driven it. You should not. If you're not a Mexican, do not drive through these areas of Mexico. That being said, it was the Day of the Dead festivities over the weekend. The mayor, who had criticized the new president of Mexico for not taking on the cartels, his name, Carlos Manzel Rodriguez, was shot and killed on Sunday. Shot and killed at Day of the Dead festivities, real big thing in Mexico. And I think it's a big deal among Mexican Americans as well. I don't know if it's as big of a deal if you're Puerto Rican or Dominican or Venezuelan, but that's a real big deal. Mexico and the president of Mexico, if this is not a sign whether she's in the back pocket of the cartels or unwilling to deal with it, you know, Democrats in this country, Obamacare is failing, and the only thing they can do about it, only thing, let's spend more money. Let's add on. Let's spend money on this. Our schools are failing. Let's spend more money. We're not spending enough money. I'm going to tell you a little thing just to keep in mind. Money ain't going to solve the problem. Obamacare, where a lot of people are right now really nervous as hell because rates look like they're going up 30, 40%. And they're going up that way with the federal subsidies. We were told originally about Obamacare that it was going to lower the amount of money we were spending per policy, per person. It was going to make healthcare more accessible. It was going to make healthcare equitable. What happened? Nothing. In fact, it made it worse, a lot worse in so many ways. 716-803-0930. I'm Peter Thiel. I'm in for Joe Beamer right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And you can, again, call us at 716 716- 800-930-9930. Of course, on WBEN starting tonight at 7, complete election. Complete election coverage. Joe Beamer is going to be a part about it. He's going to be a big part of it. David Bellavia is going to be a big part of it. You're going to have our buddy Tom Puckett. He's going to be a big thing. We've got Jim Fink, and we got Brayton is going to be out at the Amherst Town Supervisor race. I mean, a whole list of complete coverage today. Complete coverage today of the elections exclusively on News Radio 930 WBEN. And that's awesome. Yeah, we live in very dangerous times. In fact, I've always wanted to do the complete South American tour. I've wanted to go to Bolivia. I've wanted to go to Peru. I've wanted to go see Ecuador and all these different things. And I like the road trip. I don't know where you come down on the road trip thing. I love the road trip. I like gassing up the car, going for a big drive. On my vacations, I prefer to be where the real people are. I don't like doing these all-inclusive trips. Do an all-inclusive trip to La Paz or Cozumel or someplace like that. Why? I'm going to tell you exactly why. I like falling in and being, if you're traveling internationally, you want to know the culture. You want to be a part of the people. The drug cartels in Mexico really keep it away from you doing some actual real traveling in Mexico, which is awful, mainly because the people of Mexico are beautiful, wonderful people. You want to go on that road. You want to see the marvelous folks. I can go to a resort in Florida or Hawaii if it's just sitting at the beach gorging myself. Worst thing, I went on a trip. I drove all the way from Laredo, Texas, all the way down to southern part of Veracruz, which is all the way at the bottom of Mexico, almost in places where you get to see monkeys. And I realized I was purely on a real trip, a real international trip, because I took a walk outside the hotel. And I did not see one sign for Subway, McDonald's, or Starbucks. Not that I have anything against Starbucks or McDonald's or Subway. Subway sandwiches. I love them. But you go internationally. You don't want to eat American food. You want to go and enjoy the wonders of that nation. And President Trump taking on the cartels is a perfect way, perfect, to take care of the not only the people in those countries, but allow Americans to enjoy these amazing places. These amazing places and these amazing things. So coming up, second hour of Joe Beamer's show with Peter Thiel, your fill-in host. As you're going to the polls today, I want you to remember the monkey people. And I'll explain this. The monkey people. There's a fantastic story late last week about the monkey people. And at a spirit of Halloween, you're listening to News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Peter Thiel. I'm in for Joe Beamer. It's News Radio 930 WBEN. There's a real issue, apparently, with monkeys in our country. You heard the story last week where a truck full of medical monkeys escaped. Now, I believe there are two still on the loose. Now, there were several different reports that originally the sheriff's department from Jasper County, Mississippi, said the monkeys who were from Tulane University were infected with COVID-19. It's herpes. And let's see what the other one. It was just, again, just the idea that we have infected monkeys from Tulane University and hepatitis C. Well, it's I think it's relatively safe to say I'm going to be free from a sexual transmitted disease from a monkey. I think that's good. It's COVID-19. I've had it a couple of times. I think we're good. Hepatitis C, I don't think I want that. Now, Tulane University has declined this, but there were three reported missing monkeys. The other day, some woman saw a monkey in her yard, so she did what every self-respecting person did. She went and grabs the heat, and she shot the monkey and killed the monkey. Obviously, this woman is a legendary shooter, and I think that's great. So that gives us, I guess, two missing monkeys. And that's great. The idea, though, that you have a truck full of monkeys and you overturn it, taking monkeys from one location to another seems like you want to be careful in that drive. You want to be careful all the way around. Then there's the story of the monkey ladies. And the monkey people, from all reports, we all remember seeing the Tiger King. That was, about 5 years ago during COVID. We lived, breathed, and died off of every moment from the Tiger King on Netflix. Well, the monkey people apparently are more bizarre, are crazier than the tiger people and the lion people. I think keeping exotic pets, it doesn't seem to be my thing. I got a dog. That's strong. Dog, good choice. Monkey, not so much. So this woman goes to Spirit of Halloween last week in beautiful Plano, Texas. And the monkey got scared of one of the animatronic things on that they had up and set up at the Spirit of Halloween. And the monkey escaped and jumped to the roof, into the rafters of the Spirit of Halloween. In my opinion here, that's not a good thing. I'm not a big fan of monkeys going with you to the grocery store. It's having a emotional support dog. It makes sense. There are a lot of people who need a dog to help them. If there's somebody who has doesn't have good eyesight, maybe somebody who has lost their sight or is blind. A lot of them have seeing eye dogs. That's great. Sometimes there are veterans that need dogs because they have PTSD. Helps keep them calm. I think that's great. Having your emotional support chicken or monkey or iguana. And you know there are people showing up with emotional support iguanas in places. Seems way over the top. So the monkey gets loose, gets into the rafters. Cops called. Eventually, monkey coaxed off the roof, the ceiling of the Spirit of Halloween story, and life's good. The monkey was wearing a diaper. I think that's fantastic. You know, different strokes for different folks, right? That being said, monkey stuff, not that good. So on this election day, you have the best coverage you could ever hope to get right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. We have Bellavia. We got Beamer. Beamer starts the coverage tonight at 7. That's why you get me, Peter Thiel. And Tom Puckett's going to be a part of it. All sorts of analysts being in it. It's going to be great. You're going to get complete coverage. Complete coverage tonight on these amazing elections. Go out and vote, get it done, and move along. Your vote today means more than any vote you'll ever take because not as many people go and vote in municipal elections. They just don't. I actually think it should be against the law to have municipal elections in like these off years like this. I think it's kind of a grift by big government goons to get their wacko liberal things into our society, whether it be at school or county or cities. Obviously, New York's going to be putting a socialist. President Trump looks at Zoran Mondani as being a commie. And he's pretty doggone close. I've sort of watched this guy. He's got a painfully painted on smile. Have you noticed that? It's just ear to ear. And New York's electing him today. New York City's electing him. And we're going to be there. And you can thank Curtis Sliwa, the Guardian Angels, for this. And go from there. Dick Cheney has died, living way longer than most of us because he had a lot of money. He could spend a lot of money with doctors. He had a fake heart. He had that outside of his body heart pump for a while. 5 heart attacks. Dick Cheney gone. George W. Bush, being a class act, put out a very nice statement, even though their relationship was very much strained. And you may remember, this is going back a couple of years, going back to early 2009, so it's 16 years ago almost. George W. Bush did not pardon Chief of Staff for Dick Cheney, Scooter Libby. It was a political prosecution. And Scooter Libby got nailed on a process crime. Not actually doing crime, just a process crime. And George W. Bush commuted his sentence. And that means essentially let him out of jail. Dick Cheney was mad as heck. Mad as hell over that. Dick Cheney, as time went in, got a severe case of Trump derangement syndrome. His daughter, Liz Cheney, who I thought at one point was on the short track to being the first woman president, allowed her dislike of Trump to derail her career. Because the Democrats are never going to accept her as a candidate for office. Never, ever. So Dick Cheney, gone. And obviously people are remembering back to some of the stuff, leading the war on terror. It's pretty easy in retrospect to look at Iraq and realize what a mistake that was. Weapons of mass destruction did not exist. It's one intelligence failure after another on that sucker. But a remarkable American life nonetheless. Not a real good guy to go hunting with. If you remember, he went quail hunting. And if you've never gone quail hunting, it's of all the types of upland game birds to hunt, the quail is the most difficult of all because they stay together in coveys, even if you have a good pointing dog. And I come from experience on this. I own a Brittany, which is a pointing dog, and quail is sort of their jam. The quail are complete ninjas. They go in every direction. So sometimes you can have 10 birds hop out of a bush or out of a thicket. I like saying thicket. And those suckers go everywhere. Well, when you go out on a group hunt and there's like 3 or 4 hunters with you, it's essential that you guys remain in a straight line. Guys and gals. I use the term guys, just realize it's gender neutral. So you go out and do the hunting. And in one of these hunts, the barrel of Dick Cheney's gun missed the quail and nailed his buddy in the face. Now, it's not like shooting deer. I mean, this is relatively light bird shot for a quail. But I remember the name of the part. I can't remember the name of the hunting partner, but it was probably the greatest quote ever. It's, I'm fine, and I welcome the vice president to go hunting with me at any time. So Dick Cheney will be remembered for that. And I think the other thing about that probably helped give us Donald Trump is that Dick Cheney seemed to be a guy that, you know, that had a complete and utter fascination and love of going to war. If there was a country to bomb, if there were people to send troops to, Dick Cheney seemed to be a guy that wanted to do it. Donald Trump, obviously, completely different. Donald Trump being the peace president. Your thoughts on Dick Cheney? 716-803-0930. I'm Peter Thiel. I'm in for Joe Beamer right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Awesome to be here. By the way, thank you to the entire team for inviting me. I love being here. Joe Beamer, of course, election coverage tonight. Yeah, the memory of our man Dick Cheney, not that easy. And while we're all flawed, and there's a tradition when people pass away of only remembering the good things, right? We all have maybe a family member or a friend that, shall we say, didn't live life on the straight and narrow. And if you're dealing with that, not on the straight and narrow, usually at the funeral, everyone talks about what a wonderful person he or she was. And you sort of ignore the flaws. With Dick Cheney, it's more difficult because he was at the decision-making point of sending men and women into battle. A lot of people were killed, Americans. A lot of American soldiers were injured, sometimes catastrophically injured, where they were unable to return to normal civilian life, sometimes psychologically injured, to where they were unable to live, quote-unquote, a normal life, however you define that. So Dick Cheney had, it was more complicated. Obviously, a tremendous husband, married for 61 years. Uniquely American story, the idea of a congressman from Wyoming rising to vice president of the United States. Usually those teeny little states like Wyoming, not a lot comes out of the place like that. But Dick Cheney did. Dick Cheney was able to go out and do stuff. So again, a complicated memory. And Dick Cheney, will be meeting his maker of the religion of his choice. And I think that's going to be something that we will be going through in memory. When you're dealing with a life like that, it's an important thing. And the idea here is undoing the war on terror was not Donald Trump. He just criticized that we went into foreign entanglements without a game plan to get out. pretty smart thing, pretty obvious. You don't need to be Albert Einstein to realize that. So, and Joe Biden was the one that screwed up Afghanistan. And probably making Afghanistan into the dangerous place it was in August of 2001. A place run by warlords. And probably a hotbed for terrorism. So, instead of solving the problem, we actually pushed it back a few years, a couple of decades. Now, I don't know if that's solving it or not. I don't think it is. Your thoughts, though, right here on the Joe Bender Show. I'm Peter Thiel on News Radio 930. WBEN, if you want to call in, 716-803-0930. 716-803-0930. Memory of Dick Cheney is going to be a part of the discussion here for the next couple of days. We'll see if he ends up having a state funeral and all that. I've not seen any information on that yet. George W. Bush put out a great statement, shows the class act W was and still is. You are listening to News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
And it is Peter Thiel. I'm in for Joe Beamer right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Starting today at 3, our buddy Joe Beamer will actually be doing Bowerly's show. And then election coverage kicks in at 7 tonight, where Bella Villa and Beamer and the rest of the gang will be all together. Great analysis of the election tonight. You'll want to be right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just absolutely probably one of the neatest things going on. It's a great opportunity for us to go and be a part of changing our community. And you can do it today by being a part of and being a voter. Your vote means more today than any other thing in the entire world. I want to agree, by the way, with Gen Z. I think Gen Z has something real right. You know what's really gross? You know what's cringe to me? Cash money. Cash money. Yeah, cash money is kind of cringe. You know why? It has weird smells to it. I don't know if you've touched a lot of coins. When you fondle the coins there, it begins to have smell on your hands. Not a fan of the cash money. I like throwing everything on the debit card. Now, you can sit there and say, Peter Thiel filling in for Joe Beamer. What are you thinking? Your debit card, people will be following you around as you make your purchases. They're going to be able to go out of their way to know exactly what you're doing at exactly all times. I hate to tell you this. You have something called a cell phone. I've got one. They're following me constantly. Have you ever left your home without a cell phone? I have. I feel absolutely powerless. We're addicted to technology, aren't we? 716-803-0930 is the number on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thiel in for Beamer. I appreciate technology. I love what technology gives to me. Gives to me each day. Obviously, I would not be on the airwaves of News Radio 930 WBEN without the wonders of technology and electricity, and putting that all together. Benjamin Franklin figuring out electricity first, then you had the great inventions of Edison and Nikola Tesla, and then you had the internet and Al Gore. All bringing that to us. All bringing it to us all the way around. But now we're monitored no matter where we are. If there's a crime in your neighborhood, it's a bad, heinous crime. Cops go door to door looking for cameras. If you're in downtown Buffalo, you're on camera. You go to the grocery store, you're on camera. In fact, I often go into stores and just look around for the cameras. Not because I'm up to some malfeasances, not because I'm doing something bad with my life. I do not have ill intent. I'm just amazed at how many people are going through and watching you. And now artificial intelligence is probably helping in the prospect of trying to find people who are shoplifting. Somebody does some damage inside the store. So I want you to be a part of solving this, because and this is a U.S. Congress thing, just being fair. Congress has not made, and again, you're dealing with Chuck Schumer, who has no understanding about what's going on the web. I wonder how many members of Congress know how to turn on their own computer. Because the oldsters, I have a feeling Nancy Pelosi, probably not that good at it. Not that good at all. And you have this run of data being open. And of course, you go on social media. What are they doing on social media? They're doing something pretty exciting. They're monitoring everything that you do, every like that you make, every post that you make. If you make a political post, a religious post, if you criticize somebody, they know. They know your analytics, and here's why. Because it allows Facebook and X and the Instagram or what have you to continually feed you with more and more things that you like. For you to share and comment upon as they go in and they go out of their way of knowing everything that you do. It's you've heard the term of the mark of the beast. Well, what if the mark of the beast is in your pocket? What if that's going on? What are your thoughts? 716-803-0930. If you have a newer car, I bought a car earlier this year. I did not pay for the internet connection in it, which I found to be a little, you know, a little goofy. I really don't need that. My phone is perfect. I can play the Odyssey app, which you've not downloaded yet. Please do. I can use the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 930 WBEN. I can do a lot of things on my phone while driving down the road. With that being said, because of computer power and AI and all that, they know exactly where we are every day. About 20 years ago, you may remember this story, maybe a little over 20 years ago. Remember the name Theodore Kaczynski? Theodore Kaczynski was this guy called the Unabomber. That was his nickname because he was bombing technology companies in universities. And they had this idea that this guy was some sophisticated guy. He was building these ingenious bombs. And when they found him, he was living in a one-room cabin on land that he purchased in the middle of nowhere. And he was growing his own food. He had a bicycle to go in. He eschewed technology. It's probably why they kept so long to catch Ted Kaczynski. They had no idea where this guy was. Ended up his brother, of all people, turned him in. His brother never forgave him. But technology overruns our lives. And a lot of it's great. A lot of it's really, really doggone convenient. I can talk into my phone and get directions anywhere. If I want to make cabbage rolls tonight, I can get it off. I can get the ingredients off my phone. I like cabbage rolls and coffee, don't you? My mother was a Latonian. And that's from the dark side of the Balkans, very small country. And they like the polka music. And cabbage rolls are a big deal. And if you're lucky when you eat the cabbage roll, you get the raisin. My sister-in-law, a fellow Latonian, she doesn't use the regular raisins. She gets the bougie golden raisins. And I find that bad. I don't find that interesting. That being said, the internet brings us lots of stuff. Our phone brings us lots of things. Your phone has more computer power than what brought us to the moon and back. It's awesome. But what comes with it is a lack of privacy and the idea that we have gone from sometimes being free people to being rats in a cage. 716-803-0930. Peter Thiel in for the legendary Joe Beamer, who's up right after us at 3. I think he's coming in to join us. I think that's great. Big election coverage all night tonight. Lots of local elections, a lot of elections that are statewide and nationwide. It's going to be a big deal. A socialist could be elected in New York City. Great economic opportunities for the great city of Buffalo to bring some of those businesses here. Also, two big gubernatorial races. We'll find out if Trump is able to, how they're going to say how this is a bellwether to find out people, how mad people are at Trump. New Jersey, there's like almost a million more people who are registered Democrats than Republicans in New Jersey. So there you go. And I'm joined now by the man, the myth, the legend, part of the great election coverage tonight, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN, Joe Beamer. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Peter. How's it going, man?
I am great. Having a great time. Thank you for letting me fill in for you.
Oh, of course. Of course. Well, thanks for keeping the show on the rails. We always appreciate that because I've been known to take it off the rails. So I'm glad that you kept it on. Peter, we are, you know, you mentioned New York and Mamdani. The issue is Sean Ryan, who is likely to win in Buffalo. Not, you know, hey, James Gardner's running a hell of a race. We'll talk with him at 5 o'clock. But he is, I mean, pretty similar to Mamdani if you look at his voting record. So is the business coming to Buffalo? Or, as we talked about yesterday, is Mamdani winning in New York just another excuse for conservatives to leave and really give New York less of a chance of having that conservative takeover?
I think that's a great point. The other thing, Joe, I think that's also important is that the two-party system is actually a beautiful and vibrant thing where you have people expressing different ideas, different things, and you win through the argument of ideas. But if all of a sudden all the conservatives leave New York from the high taxes, high crime, all that stuff, to go to Texas or Florida where they vote Republican, and you know, are we solving our nation's problems? Are we creating a schism in our country that cannot heal?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I am looking forward to at least Stefanik announcing either the end of this week or next week. But, you know, again, those voters, if they continue to leave, good for them, right? I mean, it kind of sounds selfish to say, but it means that what's left here are the left-leaning Mamdani liberals that stayed. And, you know, that's the trajectory of New York. So I'm hoping, you know, hey, I'm hoping that the 9% on Poly Market have it right. And maybe, I can't believe I would ever say this, maybe Andrew Cuomo pulls the upset. The fact that I'm rooting for Cuomo in New York City is kind of crazy. And I'm keeping
he's Italian, not handsy, remember that.
That's right. And keep my eyes on Virginia as well. You know, my family's from the state of Virginia, so know a lot of people back there, and would love to see Winston Earl Sears pull the upset there and have back-to-back Republican administrations in the state of Virginia. That would be the first time since Bush was president. So a lot of things to keep the eyes on nationally, but obviously, Peter, locally, we've got the comptroller's race, which is funny. In Clarence, New York, it was the only contested race on my ballot. Everything else was people running unopposed. We've got the big supervisor's race in Amherst, which is heating up, the town board, a lot of focus out. You know, a lot of focus obviously will be on the city, but a lot of focus will be on that Amherst supervisor's race, and just so many local races going on around Western New York, and cannot wait to kick it off. Obviously, our coverage starts at 7, but I'm here for the next 3 hours, and we'll be talking, we'll be throwing some election in there. All three City of Buffalo mayoral candidates will be joining me starting at 4:30, so we'll hear their thoughts, their feelings heading into polls closing. And we'll hear from the voters as well. I was voter number 31 in Clarence Center this morning. Wonder what people noticed at their ballot box.
What time did you get to the polls?
I went to the polls at 9:05. My son and I went at 9:05, and since I'm working the later shift, I took my son to the zoo afterwards. And so 9:05, polls have been open for 3 hours, and I was voter 31. But again,
that's not good. That's not a good turnout.
But again, in Clarence, the only contested race is the comptroller's race. Clarence pretty conservative, so you know it's a lot of uncontested Republicans running. So I, you know, I had to pretty much beg my wife to go vote, let your voice be heard. And she pushed back with, well, it's only one contested race. I go, that's enough. You voted in the primary, didn't you?
Yeah, make a vote. Go do it. I vote no matter what.
Yes.
And I think it's a personal honor as being a citizen of this country to go vote and be a part of the system. It's and again, my hope is that the city of Buffalo makes the right choices, and you know, God, I lived in New York City for I lived in Hackensack, but I worked in New York City for about 7 years, so I know that city. And I love those people. They're beautiful people in that city. But electing Mom Donnie, and oh my God, this is gonna make. What was the name of the goofball the Big Bird goofball? De Blasio.
Oh.
Yeah, make De Blasio look like a centrist.
Are you saying that when I get a COVID shot, I can have these delicious fries? Next time
yes.
Yeah, De Blasio, who he's a CNN analyst now. That should tell you something. I mean, here's the thing. It'll be a one-term deal for Mamdani, but what he can do in a term, it's scary. It's just scary that, you know, someone as far left. Again, I live in Buffalo. I'm a millennial in Buffalo, Peter. Most of my friends are liberals, okay? But there's liberals and then there's Mamdani. And I just think that's the complete opposite direction of where New York needs to go. Not that Cuomo is where I think it needs to go, but my gosh, Mamdani, I think that mindset in, again, you're outside of America. You view New York City as America. That's I don't think that's what we want as our identity, is that far left socialist leader.
Yeah, just keep Cuomo away from the co-eds and the female staffers and keeping our parents from going to nursing homes. I think we'll be okay.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's the lesser of two evils, as people always say when going to the ballot box. But you mentioned Buffalo making the right decision. I have to say this. James Gardner has run an amazing race. I don't think anyone expected, you know, Sean Ryan, and I'll ask him about this at 5:30 this afternoon. Sean Ryan, you barely saw him after the primary, right? It's as if he won the primary and he could just coast into City Hall. James Gardner, again, the first Republican to run in a decade, the guy's in front of the camera every time there's an issue in the city. He's been out every day. He has run one hell of a campaign, and I would love to see him pull the upset. However, regardless of what happens, I hope the Republican Party, the Erie County Republican Party, can continue that momentum and continues to run people in the mayoral, on the city council. Keep running Republicans. You've got to have someone on the ballot to at least have a chance. And this is the first time in a long time they have someone on the ballot. And I'm telling you, he is campaigning his butt off right until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, my big hope is that I want to elect servant leaders who are there to serve the people.
Yeah.
Instead of their own political career, and realize the left, their only answer for failed programs is spending more money.
Exactly.
Raising your taxes, spending more money.
Hey, I know it's been my party for 60 years, but I'm the Democrat who's going to undo what 60 years of Democrat. I mean, like, what? how, if you're in the city of Buffalo, and, you know, I mean, Peter, 37, 38 years ago, they built, how old am I? 37 years ago, they built a ballpark downtown that was supposed to bring another MLB team. Now, the thought of an MLB team coming to Buffalo is laughable. That's been Democrat leadership for 37 years that has run Buffalo to where it is now. Why wouldn't you try something new? That's my question to voters. Why wouldn't you try something new?
Because they want higher taxes and big government and think that's going to solve the problems. That's what's sad. It's like our schools. The schools, failing schools, a lot of times you sit there and you talk to the parents, well, your kid's school is terrible. What do you think of that? And they go, oh, well, the school is terrible. They'll agree with you. But my kid's teachers are amazing.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. That's just, that's crack inducing.
Yeah, the school's awful, but somehow my child got all the right teachers. I don't know how this happened. They got all the only good teachers in the school are the ones my kid's in.
It's shocking how that works out. It's, yeah, Obamacare doesn't work perfectly, but that means we need to spend more money on it. And perhaps one of those seven-figure studies. You know what I wish I would have done? Beamer, I wish I would have gone in as a when I was a collegian and said, you know, I could be an urban planner. Yeah. Talk about, you get those people to do a study, get hired for that. They make six figures on these studies that all confirm the biases of the people that hire them. And there's no retribution when things go to hell in a handbasket.
Oh, it's money, money, money. They want to expand the metro rail here. What are we doing? Oh, we need to do a $5 million two-year environmental study. So even if it doesn't happen, we just wasted $5 million that we clearly don't have in Western New York. It's all about throwing money. What's the answer to the economy when you're the governor of New York? Oh, let's just raise the minimum wage, right? Because you can charge more for your goods. We'll just keep raising the minimum wage. We'll keep throwing money on meaningless stuff. We'll give everyone in the family a job in City Hall. It's just the same tired wheel. And I'm hoping people in Western New York today have woken up and let their voice be heard.
The great people of Western New York are way too smart to continue going down this road. Joe Beamer, thank you so much. We'll be listening all night long to your amazing coverage.
Thank you, Peter.
And analysis. And Peter Thiel filling in for Joe Beamer. That's him. Right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.